All right, we're continuing our series called Unchristian. As we've talked about the last couple of weeks, Christians kind of have a bad rap in our society. A lot of times people look at us and they associate things with us that have absolutely nothing to do with Christianity. And so a lot of times Christians also take things from our culture, or they take attitudes which have absolutely nothing to do with sitting on the floor, have nothing to do with what's in the Bible, nothing to do with Jesus, but they just do things because that's what culture says. And today we're talking about the idea of willful submission, which submission is not a popular term in our culture. Actually, our country, as I mentioned like a month ago, our country started with a thing called the Declaration of Independence. This is it right here, except it's not actually it. This is a...
The Articles of Confederation came first.
It's not very long.
It's not as long as you'd think, because it's just a declaration of our independence. But so, our country is so into independence and so into being able to do what we want, they wrote an interesting, couple interesting statements in here. For example, this one: we hold these truths to be self-evident. Skip a couple sentences. Whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it. So, what that means is, if we don't like the government, in our Declaration of Independence, it says we have the right to abolish the government. And the way they meant that was, let's go to war with the governing rulers. So in our fabric of our country was the idea, if you don't like an authority, you can go to war with it. And that's the foundation of our country. They didn't like the king. He was doing things they didn't like. So instead of submitting to an authority, they went to war and declared their independence. That's kind of our nation's history. And so then we have this value in our country of independence. We got to do our own thing. So if you look at the heroes in movies, it's always people that kind of do their own thing, stick it to the man. Batman didn't like the city. So what does Batman do? He becomes a vigilante who goes against the law. He's a criminal to fight crime. He doesn't go by the system. He does his own thing. It's a popular show on television called 24, with this fellow named Jack Bauer, who gets results no matter what. So if he has to go against his boss, he has to go against CTU, the FBI, he'll even go against the president so that he can torture someone against the law, because he won't submit to the law, won't submit to his boss, won't submit to CTU, won't submit to the president, because he knows what's right and he's going to do what's right. He'll go independent, and that means he has to torture anybody, has to shoot anybody, kill his boss, whatever it is, he'll do it if that's what he thinks needs to be done. And he's like the big hero of this TV show, and it's like, man, Jack Bauer's the ultimate man. He'll do anything and he'll get results. Why? Because we value independence so much in our culture. And you just see it everywhere in the movies. I mean, in submission, the opposite of this idea of independence is like a bad word. So the Bible says that wives are supposed to submit to their husbands. The Bible says that. That's a sentence right out of the Bible. And if you say that, and when pastors say that and they affirm that, they get torn up by the media. I mean, simply repeating a sentence, I believe this sentence in the Bible. If you say that, no matter what you mean by it, you will get torn up by people, because submission is just such a bad word in our culture. And sadly, so many Christians have kind of adopted this idea, this American idea of independence, we can rebel, let's do our own thing, individualism, rather than biblical submission. That's actually not the right one. One more. I mean, so many Christians just embrace this idea, I need to be independent, I can do my own thing. You know, I don't need my parents. I can do it on my own. You know, my boss is an idiot. I'm going to do my own thing. We just embrace that idea rather than the idea of willful submission. And the idea of submission is real clear in the Bible. Romans 13, this is what it says. Very clearly. Everyone must submit himself to governing authorities. And so that means the government. That means your boss. That means your teachers. That means me when you're here. It means your parents. Everyone must submit himself to governing authorities, for there is no authority except that which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. So, I mean, just plain as day says, every authority is established by God. Your parents, your teachers, your principal, your boss when you get a job, they're all established by God, so you need to submit to authorities. And to give the context of this, it's not like he was under this wonderful government. He was under the Roman Empire, who kept arresting him, and he got stoned more than your favorite rock star. I mean, he ended up getting... he's martyred. That's how he dies. I mean, this is, it took you a second there. I mean, this is a guy that was completely under a government which was messed up, and his response wasn't, hey, the government's evil, let's abolish it and tear it down. His response was, submit to all governing authorities. Like I said, this is, he's saying this while under a government which had him arrested for being a Christian, preaching the gospel, and it had him killed and stoned him many times, beaten many times. Christians are already getting martyred at this point in time, and he says, submit to authorities. That was his response. And so when you think, man, my principal is such a jerk and he's so authoritative, well, at least he hasn't stoned you and killed you yet. So it's not quite as bad as what Paul was dealing with. But so when we talk about willful submission, we need to define exactly what we're talking about. So the first word, willful, we say willful means you do something with a positive attitude without being forced, coerced, or bribed. Without being forced, coerced, or bribed. So, for example, if I wanted one of you girls to get in a trash can, and you didn't want to get in a trash can to be rolled around, I could get a baseball bat, I could beat your legs until you jump in the trash can. I could do that, and you'd jump in, and you would submit to my authority. But that wouldn't be willful because I had to beat you with a baseball bat to get you to do it. You might say I'm forcing you to do it in that situation. Likewise, if your parents say you need to clean your room and you say no, and they say, okay, you can't watch TV for the rest of your life until you clean your room, and then you go clean your room, that's not willful submission. That's my parents are forcing me to do it. They're setting up a penalty to make you do it. That's not willful submission, that's I'm being forced to submission. So when we talk about willful submission, it's the idea that you're not being forced, that's you're not trying to avoid punishment. It's not that you're being bribed, it's not if you clean your room, I'll give you unlimited text messages or whatever sort of reward your parents might give you. I don't know what that would look like today, but you know, it's not some point system where you get rewarded. It's not if you do this, your teacher's going to let you have a party on Friday. I mean, it's not that. It's I'm doing this because an authority told me I'm supposed to do this, therefore I'm going to submit to this authority. I like the idea of coerced, the idea of some sort of bartering, some sort of mix of the two. So it's not I'm avoiding consequences. It's not that I'm getting something out of it. It's you're an authority, and therefore I'm going to submit to you. So then the second part is, what is submission? And I looked up the definition in Webster's, and it says, submission, the condition of being submissive, which is not helpful at all, which is typically the way Webster turns out. So I looked up submit. It says to yield oneself to an authority or another. So it's the idea, though I have my opinion, though I think you're wrong, I'm going to listen to you anyway. So this is kind of the way I phrased it. Submission means obeying an authority when you disagree with them. And Bobby Pruitt, a pastor down the street, put it this way. Submission is never submission until there's a disagreement. So that's why if you think your parents are right, yeah, my room is dirty, I'm going to go clean my room because I want to. Well, if you want to do it, you're not submitting to them, you just want to clean your room. Submission is, I don't want to clean my room, I don't want to do my homework, I don't want to mop the dining room of the place I work, I don't want to do it, but you're my boss, and I'm going to submit to you because you're an authority over me. So the idea of submission isn't, oh no, I'm obeying, I'm doing stuff my parents ask, but I want to. That's not submission. Submission is, I don't want to do it, but I'm going to do it because you're an authority. Because there has to be a clash for it to be submission. And that's a key part of it. So I put together a list of people that might be some authorities. Big one, God in the Bible, pretty obvious one. I wouldn't be a good pastor if I didn't put God in the Bible there. And so if the Bible says it, we need to submit to it. And sometimes that's hard, and a lot of times that's unpleasant, but the reality is, no matter what, it says we need to submit to it. Another one is church. If you don't like the church, and you don't like the elders, and you think they're morons and idiots, maybe you shouldn't go to that church. There's lots of churches conveniently, and there's a lot of churches I wouldn't go to because they believe things that are completely whack, and so I won't put myself under an authority with a bunch of people that are whack. So when you say church, that's why you need to make sure you find a church that's not crazy, and there's a lot of crazy, crazy churches out there. So that's why you need to know what you believe. Parents, obvious one, your parents have authority over you. They're looking out for you. Sometimes you don't like what they say, but you need to submit to their authority. Teachers, same sort of thing. Some of you, when you're in class, just need to, shut up. You need to be obedient. You don't need to be disrespectful. Police, that one's not a big one for you guys, but jump down the line 2-3 years from now, all of a sudden, when you start getting tickets all the time, which is what happened to me, I turned 16, and I had a count, and it was like 15 encounters with the police between the age of 17 and 20. And it was just, I got pulled over, I went to a party at one of my friend's house, and we just had loud music, and the police showed up. I mean, we went camping, the police showed up. I mean, just, when you're a teenager, the police think you're up to no good, because teenagers are often up to no good. So the police just show up everywhere you're at, and so you start to think the police are out to get you, because they kind of are, but they're still an authority, and you have to submit to them. And they're there for a reason, because there are a lot of crazy teenagers that break into my car and steal my stuff. And I'm getting tired of teenagers doing that. That and my neighbors. But so with that, you don't have a bad attitude about it. You understand they're there for a reason and they're authority. They're an authority. Next one, another one is you don't have a boss yet. But when you do have a boss, you need to submit to them. And on this, one thing the passage doesn't do is it doesn't give a list of reasons why you can disobey people. So it has no regard for authority's morality, competency, or reasonableness. So with that, for example, my dad was a drunk and he cheated on my mom. So my dad was kind of a sleazy dirtbag. There's not really another way to put it. If I were to tell you my dad was a decent guy, I would be lying to you because he was a drunk. Plain and simple. Said some really horrible things to my sister. Now, I could use that and say, well, he's nobody I should listen to. He's messed up. He's had 3 failed marriages. He's a drunk. His life is out of control. And he's selfish, so I'm not going to listen to a word this guy says. Not now, because he's dead, obviously. But back when he was alive, I could have used that reasoning. But if I were to do that, I wouldn't be listening to what the passage says. It doesn't say submit to authorities unless they're sinful. It doesn't say that. And so regardless of whether your dad or your mother are just completely messed up or your teacher is a lesbian or whatever, you can come up with anything you want. I mean, whatever it is, you can't go, well, look at that. That's a sinful person. I'm not going to submit. And I use that example because there was a lesbian coach in my middle school. There was a reason I said that. But you can't make those sorts of excuses and say, look at that and go, well, they're sinful. I'm not going to listen to them. Competency? This is one you're going to hit real, as soon as you start getting a job, everybody has some story about a boss that was an idiot. And I'm not joking. You get to any adult that's had any number of jobs, they've had a boss that was a complete nincompoop. I mean, you can talk to my wife about her boss, this person she works for, and this lady is just out in left field. I mean, every single day she comes home with a new story about how her boss did something completely ridiculous. I mean, it's like stuff she'll ask, come in with a big stack of papers, and she'll say, here, I need you to retype all these papers. And Jennifer will pick them up, and she'll go, I have to retype these? Where did you get these from? These look like emails. Yeah, they're emails. I print off my emails. Can you retype those? She goes, why don't you just send me the files, and I'll just copy and paste all the information over. And the lady just didn't think about it. All she had to do was copy, paste, that's it, takes 30 seconds. But no, she wanted Jennifer to retype the entire thing. I mean, her boss is completely out there in left field, incompetent. Passage doesn't say you only have to submit if your boss isn't an idiot. It doesn't say that. You have to submit to authorities. And so, continue on, it also doesn't say reasonableness. Sometimes authorities, sometimes your parents will come up with things that are you don't like, and they're not quite reasonable. One time I had a friend come over. My dad said, "Hey, can you guys help me?" And we are little, I'm literally fifth grader, and I was ridiculously skinny at the time, and real small. And he says, "Hey, can you guys shovel up the grass?" "What? Do you want us to do what?" And so he's having us take a shovel, stick it under the ground, and try and lift up the grass, which we physically weren't strong enough to do. Even between the two of us, there's two of us holding onto a shovel trying to lift up grass, and we could not do it. But for an hour, we tried because Dad told us to. And we're outside just lifting up dirt and grass, trying to, and it's tearing up the lawn while he's standing there watching us. It was completely unreasonable. It was crazy, and I still don't know why we were doing it. But he was an authority. No matter how crazy, unreasonable, incompetent, or immoral, they're authorities, and we need to submit to them. Now, the natural question is, people say, well, am I allowed to object? For example, my wife's boss says, "Hey, I need you to type up this big, gigantic stack of papers." My wife gets it and goes, "This is the craziest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Why would I retype this when I can just copy and paste it?" And the answer is yes, you can object. You can say, "Hey, boss, why don't I just get those emails forwarded to me and I just copy and paste them rather than spend 5 hours retyping all this, which would be crazy." It's valid for you to object. Raise objections. But if they say no, if they say you have to do this, submitting to an authority means going with their final decision. And sometimes that's not fun. And so yes, if your parents say you need 7 o'clock every night, you can say, you know, maybe there's a dance tonight, can I stay out till 10 when the dance ends? You can raise that objection respectfully, not with an attitude. Don't say, "Well, Sean said I can object to everything." No. Don't use what I'm saying to justify being a jerk to your parents. Being reasonable, respectful with your parents, raise an objection, raise a response. But if they say no, you need to submit to your parents. And with that, it's not just that Jesus, we were told in the Bible to do this, Jesus modeled this. Temple, this is a passage the night before Jesus is arrested. Jesus, being God, being the Son of God, having lived a perfect life, this is what he has to say. He said, this is the night before he's arrested. He knows what's coming. "Then Jesus went with his disciples to a place called Gethsemane. He said to them, 'Sit here while I go over there and pray.' He took Peter and the two sons of Zebedee along with him, and he began to sorrowful and troubled." I read that wrong. "Then he said to them, 'My soul is overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. Stay here and keep watch.'" So Jesus really does not like this idea about being beaten and crucified. He's not like, "Oh, goody, tomorrow I'm going to die." In fact, it says he's overwhelmed with sorrow to the point of death. That's pretty serious sorrow. And it continues on, and this is in one of the a different book. This is his prayer to God. "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but your will be done." So this is Jesus. He's never sinned. He knows he's about to die, and he raises an objection. "You know, God, I don't really want to get beaten tomorrow, and I don't want to die. Is there any other way we can do this?" He raises that objection. So if Jesus can raise an objection to God the Father, then it's okay to raise objections respectfully. But his attitude was still, "Your will be done." And it continues on, "An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground." So this isn't like a small little, "Oh, whatever, you know, tomorrow I'm going to die." No, he is as stressed out as you can possibly be. He doesn't want to do this, but he submits to God. He submits to this command because there's no other way this can happen. And so, following Jesus' example, we need to be in that same situation. We don't, even if you don't like what your parents have to say, even if they're asking you to do something crazy like pick up dirt, Whatever it is your parents, your teachers ask you to do, even the idea of submission is you don't like it, but you do it anyway and you submit. There's one more question people will ask. When is it okay to disobey? When is it okay to disobey an authority? For example, the police show up and the laws have changed and they say, okay, all Christians are criminals. You have to recant of your Christian beliefs right now or you're going to die. Submitting to the authority there would be, we would have to recant of your Christianity and say, no, Jesus is not Lord and Savior. If that happens, and this happens all around the world right now, there are countries where if you say you're a Christian, they will kill you. That's a reality in the world right now. So it's a very real question of, when we say you need to submit to authorities, when is it okay to disobey an authority? When is it okay? And so the best answer I could come up with talking with Cody Pope was, you can disobey an earthly authority when it commands you to violate an explicit biblical command. So I phrase this very carefully when I say an explicit biblical command, because something could come up and your parents say, you can't go to church tomorrow. Well, the Bible is pretty good, strong on the fact you need to go to church. But it also doesn't say you have to go to church every Sunday, and it doesn't necessarily define church as specifically as, say, a church building like this where you sing songs and hear a sermon. So you can't say, if your parents tell you, you need to go to church tomorrow, or excuse me, if your parents say you can't go to church tomorrow, you're grounded from church tomorrow, and you say, no, I have to go to church because the Bible says you have to go to church, and forget you, I'm going to church tomorrow, and you steal your parents' car and go to church anyway. No, that's not what I'm saying. Because that's not an explicit command, you have to go to church every Sunday. Now, if your parents say you can't go to church, you might want to try and reason with them, say, there's good reasons I should go to church. But it's not something you immediately, my parents are sinful people that won't let me obey Jesus, and so I'm going to rebel against them, just like Sean said, and I'm going to get out of here because these people are wicked. No, that's not where I'm going with this. I mean, there has to be a balance on some of these things. You want to be gracious in a situation like that and say, you know, Mom and Dad, I really think I need to go to church tomorrow. Is there some other way you can punish me? And I'm being serious. If your parents say something like you're grounded from church, ask for a different way to be punished. Very serious. Ask for a different way to be punished. And if you say something like that to your parents, it would probably shock them that you're asking to be punished. With that, there's a number of these situations that can come up. That's what our discussion group, we're going to discuss some of these. And so, for example, what if you're in your science class and your science teacher starts teaching evolution? That's an authority. Well, they're disagreeing with the Bible, so you should stand up and throw your desk over and yell at your sinful wicked... No. No, there's other ways to handle it. You don't have to fly off the pod and kick a chair over and say, you wicked sinner, Jesus says that birth was created in 6 days. No, you don't have to be a crazy person. Submitting to authorities means there's other ways to respond that don't involve being crazy, kooky, screaming at an authority. You can object other ways. And so we're going to discuss some of that in our discussion groups. But just as we kind of close this out to go through it, all of us, every single one of us, like to get things our way. If you think otherwise, you're wrong. You like to have things your way. You like to watch things you like. You like to listen to the music you like. You like to have the friends you like. We all like to be around things we like. And that means we don't like to submit to authorities. We want our way. We want to be independent. We want to have control. But the Bible says we need to have willful submission. Not, I'm forced into it. Not, I'm going to do it, but with a bad attitude. But willful submission. I disagree with you, Mom, but I'm going to do it anyway because that's what I need to do. And submission can be your act of worship because every authority is established by God. So by obeying your parents, even though you don't necessarily like what they're saying, that's an act of worship to God. Now, if you say, well, I'm going to grumble and complain while cleaning my room, I'm going to grumble and complain while doing my homework, I'm going to badmouth my teacher, I'm going to tell everybody how dumb my boss is, then you're being a jerk. You're not willfully submitting. Willful submission means with a good attitude, doing something you don't want to do because you're respecting an authority over you. With that, I'll pray, and we'll break up into our small groups and discuss some of these ways that, or some of these situations that pop up where we're conflicted by an earthly authority says one thing, Bible says something else. Dear Lord, as we touch on the subject of authority, I know I'm as bad as anybody else. I like it my way, and I like to find ways around authority. I like to stick it to authority and break my heart and teach me to be humble and submit willfully with a good attitude to authorities. And God, this week, help us to find specific examples of where we can change our actions to submit to authorities that even when we think that they're incompetent, when we think that they're stupid, moronic, unreasonable, immoral, help us to submit to those authorities anyway. Help all this be for your glory and not just some moral lesson. In your name we pray. Amen.